What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're going to go back to Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, just sort of pick it up where you left off.
Well, we were talking about the gala event happening in L.A. yesterday, where they raised, were over the weekend, millions, tens of millions, like 33 million, I believe, is what they said.
In I one think that's night, the number, yes.
From Hollywood notables and so on, for friends of the Israeli Defense Force. And we were commenting about how these same people had none of their kids are in the Army. None of them have ever been in the Army. And I'm sure they evade taxes to the best of their ability, legally and illegal, to keep from supporting American soldiers. I'm sure none of them contributed to Wounded Warrior, but they're pouring over the money to Israel. And in the 30 years I spent in the military, I knew three people who were Jewish. Three in 30 years. One of which was, by the way, a lieutenant who was thrown out for pulling a knife at a no-club on another officer. But nevertheless, it drives me nuts. And you're right. It's a career thing. Arnold Schwarzenegger was there. He's not Jewish. Pamela Anderson was there. She's not Jewish. But they're washed up. And by the way, Pamela Anderson can't sleep her way into a role anymore, so she has to do this, right? She has to do something like this because, you know, I mean, nobody wants to be with her anymore. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is totally washed up, you know? But at any rate, it drives me nuts. Last year it was Robert De Niro who was there and made a big deal of it. But it drives me insane. And the press, well, you know, the press is controlled by, I mean, everything, by the way, everything to get us into wars for Israel, but no skin in the game. None at all. And too good for that, except for a few people, and God bless the people who do. But
wars are created by very rich people to get richer, and for the poor are the ones who are sent to fight.
Unfortunately, that's true. But
yep.
It just let's figure out what's going on here about by what we're seeing, what we're reading, what we're hearing on all the media, and from whose perspective, where our army has been fighting for the last 30 years, deployed against who? And we don't have anything against Iraq. We didn't have anything against Libya. We don't have anything against Syria. We barely have anything against Afghanistan. We really don't. But yet we're over there. Surrounding Iran, doing all the, who are we doing this for? And yet, these guys don't have
the money junkies.
They have no skin in the game.
We're doing it for the money junkies.
Well, who are
doing it for
junkies?
Israel?
Yep.
You know, you have to get away from the idea of thinking. You have to get away from the idea of thinking that there's just one cause behind a war or assassination or other historical event. There are usually multiple players with different agendas, but they all overlap by saying we've got to invade these Middle Eastern nations or we've got to assassinate John F. Kennedy. And so partly, yes, it's Israel. Partly it is controlling the oil in the Middle East in terms of what currency it is sold for to keep the petrodollar deal going. Was partly about controlling oil pipeline rights of ways, getting one going through Syria and blocking off another coming down from Russia. And, of course, it was about gaining access to the opium poppies up there in Afghanistan.
Yeah, but, Mike, there's also a lot of overlap, too. The Israeli lobby overlaps with the bank. Who are the bankers, by the way? Who are the financial interests that make all the money, primarily? And then there's also a big overlap with these same people in the military-industrial complex. So it's overwhelmingly overrepresented. And I'm just pointing that out. It's overwhelmingly overrepresented. And there we are. So of all those different influences, the media amongst them is always drum beating for this. Who are they? So that's my point. And that article on the IDF just set me off. I just can't stand it.
Okay. Anything else, Peter?
No, that's it, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Francis in Montreal. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Aloha. I wanted to read you a brief article before I do. The last two callers, you know, had something very interesting to say, and I have something I would like to speak to what they said, and that is right now, between the 25th of October to the 7th of November, was one of the biggest NATO military exercises, Trident Juncture 2018, is taking place in Norway. And there's going to be 65 surface vessels, big ones, you know, 50,000 men and 250 planes and 10,000 armored vehicles. Okay? And that's normal. But the point, one of the telling points of the whole exercise is the U.S. is going to distribute in neutral Sweden 4.5 million pamphlets telling them what to do if the Russians invade Sweden. Like, the Russians aren't going to invade Sweden. Russia has problems just populating its own country and maintaining its own population. It's like Solzhenitsyn said, Russia's on its deathbed. But, oh, Russia, 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 that's all we're hearing. We've got to have a war. And this admiral who's in charge of this whole thing, he's a really important character to keep an eye on, Admiral Fago. And Admiral Fago is saying that the Russians are not just challenging us in the Atlantic, but also in the Baltic and in the Black Sea. Like, that's their naval waters.
Yes.
What are we doing in the Black Sea? What are we doing in the Baltic? But they've got it all reversed upside down. It's crazy. It's like Alice in the Looking Glass. Anyway, I wanted to read you something.
You're not seeing Russia having a massive naval exercise in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to read you this one little article here. And it's in French. I'm going to have to translate it. It's from VoltaireNet, which is one of the best sources of news around. It says here,
yes.
The don't give a damn attitude of Laurent Fabius, the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Russia, Sergei Lavrov, has given an interview to Russia Today. In this interview, he revealed a telephone conversation with his fellow foreign minister for France, Laurent Fabius, on the subject of Operation Serval in Mali. Quote, France wanted its military operation in Mali to obtain the approbation of the Security Council for the United Nations to fight against the terrorist menace there. Laurent Fabius called me and asked me not to oppose it, but I said it's necessary to kind of think about this, I said to him. You are going to repress the activities of the men that you armed in Libya. And Fabius laughed and said, c'est la vie. And it wasn't political. He said it was a double standard. That's their attitude. We're going to arm these maniacs, and then we're going to go and beat them up and supposedly fight a war against them. And that's c'est la vie.
Yeah, they're flipping sides. I mean, same thing with Saddam Hussein. He was our friend, then he was our enemy. The U.S. armed and trained ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria. And now that the war is pretty much over, the U.S. is going on in and bombing them. In the hope that none of them are going to survive and say, hey, we were working for the U.S. government all along. There's really not much loyalty in these kind of covert operations, and the people who sign up for them, I hope, would be smart enough to realize they are expendable. And when they're no longer useful, that their employers can quickly turn on them.
Well, the other thing is, you know, this Khashoggi assassination, and it's something really bothering me about that because they're trying to portray him as just a journalist. He's Khashoggi. He's the nephew of Khashoggi, the big, wealthiest man in the world, who's a big arms dealer. And his aunt is the mother of Princess Diana's boyfriend there. What's his name? You know, the guy that owns the department stores in England?
Yeah, and I don't remember his name either. I mean, Khashoggi had spook written all over him. You know,
He tried to stage a coup d'etat. So what kind of a journalist stages coup d'etats against the government? You know, the whole story is like the media has gone completely insane. Like, they're just spewing lies, and the lies are more and more easy to pick apart. It's ridiculous.
It is.
We don't end up in a nuclear war.
Well,
they want. I don't know what they think they're going to get out of it.
Like I said, this may be an effort to get Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to step down. And time will solve that mystery. Anything else, Francis?
Well, he's not going to step down because the Saudis are the strong sense of vengeance when you insult them. And actually, the Saudi government has issued a kind of an ultimatum with 30 points in it. And one of the points is that they're going to stop using the U.S. petrodollar for transactions, and they're going to stop selling oil to the Americans, and they're going to jack the price of oil up to $200 a barrel. And they're going to invite the Russians. They're already negotiating the Russians to put a military base in the northwest of Saudi Arabia, and they're going to support Hezbollah, and they're going to support Hamas. And instead of being allied with the U.S., they're going to go and ally themselves with Iran. Imagine that.
That was the threat. That's what they're threatening.
It's crazy. Apparently, the Israelis, like, their whole foreign policy is in disarray right now, and the Israelis under Benjamin Netanyahu are just freaking out over this. They can't believe the chaos that they've got in their lap. But then they helped to create it.
Yeah, they did.
Anyway, Mike.
Yeah, they did.
Thanks very much for your show, and it's a great show. Have a good day.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Two things now, but Mike, Steve Elkins had sent an email earlier, and I replied back to it. You know, there's that video on YouTube where it says Zionist Jews admit that immigration's number one on their agenda, and I forwarded a photo from that Honduras entourage that's coming up there, and one of the vehicles has that Zionist star on it.
Yes, I saw that photo. I saw that photo.
And the other thing is as your other caller was mentioning, this whole premise of what we see right now going on in Syria, we know that the U.S. and Israel are in Ukraine right now training against the S-300 Russian missiles there with their jets, and also in another country. I forget the other country there. But if you've noticed, like CNN Money today, all the stock market's completely down, as well as all of the shows which would show that America's economy has basically hit bottom. No one's buying anything or anything.
Yep.
Which goes in line with all the stores closing and everything like that. So as your video, All Wars Are Bankers Wars, highlights like that, we're at the financial collapse, and the only card that they have to pull from their sleeves is a continued war card. And, of course, we know what's going to happen from that.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to...
Well, I was also going to say, Mike, we're up in Alaska. Well, sorry, not Alaska, but the Arctic, where Israel's firing all their test missiles and stuff. This whole Arctic deal is being turned into a basic war games. Now, on top of all that, as your other caller mentioned, if you Google or whatever search engine you want to use, DuckDuckGo or whatever like that, of all the different armed forces that are training for cold weather, and this
yes.
was so reminiscent of when I was watching these old, I got 30, 40 gig of old archives of World War II. But anyway, listening to the German soldiers who proclaimed there as they hit Russia like that, they traveled for days and days and days before they finally even got to the outskirts of Moscow or Leningrad and those stuff. But the problem is they all froze to death. And this
yes.
is why you see the Western countries now that are training for this cold weather, as well as beefing up their implements, all their military gear to survive cold weather. And
cold,
what time of year
happened
are we
to Napoleon?
Entering?
That's what that's what did in Napoleon when he tried to invade Russia. So it's Russian winters.
Yeah, so what? Yeah, what type of winter are we? I mean, we're entering winter now, and I think that the it's not too far off. We're going to see something. I'm just waiting for the Archduke Ferdinand event.
Yeah, that's the one thing that, I mean, I guess 9/11 could have been considered the event to launch the wars. But I think there's going to have to be another event to try and rebuild America's enthusiasm for more wars. And because Americans are not enthusiastic about the wars, I think it's going to have to be something really big and ugly. And, you know, but there's so much stuff that's going crazy. Our government right now is so badly factionalized. We've got this incredible political divide between the liberals and the conservatives that is already starting to break out in violence. I'm still holding to my prediction that the United States of America is going to suffer a Soviet Union-style collapse. And after that happens, we, the American people, are going to have to take it on ourselves to decide what kind of a government we'll have here. And, you know, just watch out for the carpetbaggers. Start out with the Constitution, the first 13 amendments. You know, go back to imposing strict limits on campaign donations to restore power to the people. Even make that part of the new Constitution, you know, campaign donation limits. Just take the lessons learned over the last 200-plus years and write a document that keeps the central federal government weak, gives the authority to the states and local governments, and basically hamstrings the ultra-wealthy's ability to try and buy themselves a country.
Right. And I've highlighted in different memes there that the fact of, like, the 112 suicides a day, the countless tens of millions of Americans that are unemployed, the starving, the homeless, the tent cities that are popping up and expanding in city after city, and of course they're in democratically held areas. But the fact is when you, and we can even add the veterans that are dying, the fact of being arrested for trying to feed the homeless, collecting water, all this stuff, the corporate just like we see in the stock market, as the stocks are selling like that, the big corporations are doing just like they did before to buy up all assets that they have. And this is what I see. So for those people that do vote, since midterms are coming up here, you might remember that both political parties have for decades destroyed this country. And it's not getting better for us. The only ones, I think in that one little meme there, it mentions that the CEO pay is 350, something like that, to one, compared to back in the 80s when it was only 20 to 1. This shows you the total corporate grab of what's happening to this country as well as the rest of the world. And they're not going to let go of their power easy.
No, it's going to take a global financial crash to bring that whole corrupt structure down. Or a world war, one of the two. We're heading into dark times. There's no two ways to say it. There's no way to make it funny or humorous or something to look forward to. There are bad times. They're already here. And as you say, they are only going to get worse. Sorry about that.
One more thing. Yeah, one more thing about this journalist. They're making such high. Not on 9/11 when 3,000 Americans died, nor the fact of all the Ukrainian soldiers, Ukrainian journalists, the Gaza journalists, those in Syria that have been killed. Why is it just this one? This has got to be a distraction from some other big event that's coming.
It could be. It could be.
And then we have Julian Assange that has been incarcerated basically for, what, how many thousands of days now? Why all this attention? And then we have the bombing of the Al Jazeera networks and stuff. Why all of a sudden is it just this one journalist?
Like I said, there's a political agenda behind it. Anyway, listen, Keith,
right,
we're coming up on a commercial break. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Yes,
we're
going to
let you go, and we'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I don't think Russia would invade Sweden because they've already been invaded by refugees, right? The place has had it.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, Russia's not going to invade anybody. They're all about making deals, selling products, peace through commerce. Russia's not going to invade Europe because Europe's already coming apart. Between the economic chaos caused by the European Central Bank, the refugee crisis, I imagine Putin's probably laughing at all this talk about how he's coming to get Europe. He's already got a very nice country to run. I don't think he's interested in conquering Europe.
There's nothing in Europe to conquer, though. What's there that the Chinese make everything? But people don't understand what is in Europe that the Russians need. Russians got... commodities up the wazoo. China's an economic super, so I mean that they're already looking east. So there's nothing in Europe. So I think Europe looks at that as they're so important. And you know what's funny, Mike? Like Europe is just Putin's laughing. Europe is a circular firing squad going on, as you can tell. they're just shooting each other.
Very much. they are. Yeah. What does Europe have that's worth invading for? And wouldn't it just be easier to do business, which is what Russia is trying to do? That's the whole point of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, is Europe and Russia just want to do business together. and stop all this nonsense about, you know, military-industrial complex before it bankrupts all these countries.
I wonder how much money that costs to print those pamphlets, you know, that they handed out over at NATO exercise.
Talk about
there.
Pointless propaganda. I mean, yeah. I wonder what the Swedish reaction to all of this is. I'm sure that Russia is going to be watching this exercise in Norway very closely to make sure it's not the start of a real invasion. When you've got that many forces there, that's a huge exercise, and it could go live, you know, at a moment's notice. So, anything else?
Yeah, I would expect to have them to have more than 50,000. I mean, Russia mustered 300,000. You know, hate to break this to people, Russia has the largest largest tank, like, amount of tanks in the world. I mean,
yes.
Like 12,000 something. I mean, that's a lot of tanks. I know, and you throw the Chinese in there. Yeah, I mean, I don't see the NATO invading. Hey, Mike, I just want to talk. If the pulling out of the intermediate range wouldn't, I mean, you know, Kaliningrad's right in the vicinity of Europe, like, obviously. I mean, that would be a great intermediate range missile platform because they do have nuclear weapons in Kaliningrad. So, I mean, that's right in the middle of Europe there, right?
Yes.
I mean, what a crazy thing. I mean, I see John Bolton was in Russia today, right, talking to Sergey. Yeah, and probably nothing going to happen because, you know, they all have their own agenda in the U.S., you know. What a mess, Mike. Like, of all times to do this, well, let's pull out. And Mike, do you believe that, like, that Russia was cheating on? I don't believe that for one bit because you know why? It follows a pattern. A pattern of lies and deception of, and where are they getting it from? The same 17 intelligence agencies? You know, where was the 17 intelligence agencies on 9/11? Where were they on Iraq? You know, it's all
exactly.
Phony.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, Trump wanted to pull out of the treaty, and they just came up with this story that Russia was in violation of it, ignoring the fact that the U.S. itself has violated the terms of the treaty with one of their weapons platforms, but. Trump is now out there saying that he wants to build more nuclear weapons until China and Russia come to their senses. And basically, the new U.S. policy seems to be to hold a nuclear sword of Damocles over the heads of the rest of the planet to get them to go along with what we want. And, of course, it's going to be very expensive. And it's not like it's really necessary because the United States already has the largest nuclear arsenal on Earth. They have enough nuclear weapons to wipe out all life on the planet 10 times over. And, you know, obviously this is going to be good news for the companies like Pantex that make these things. And by the way, apparently Pantex suffered some kind of an emergency event earlier today or yesterday.
I was going to talk about that, actually. And they're in Texas. Yeah, they had some kind of incident today, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
It was supposedly some, was it RC-130s or whatever flying around there looking, I don't know what's going on over there. But I hope they didn't have an incident, you know what I mean? You know.
Well, you know, that's where they build the bombs and, or one of the places where they build the bombs, and hopefully they haven't had a radiation accident. If we start hearing for calls for, you know, wide area evacuations, then they've got another bad nuclear accident on their hands.
And Mike, real quick, I was just going to mention about the migrants and stuff, all these migrants. You know, there was a book, I think I talked about this a while ago, called Weapons of Mass Migration. Can these,
yes.
These migrants can be used as a political and an economic weapon, right?
That's exactly what's going on.
Yep.
This is an obvious organized operation here. Anyway,
right.
Dustin, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the phones here, a couple of little updates here. Somebody just emailed me this Twitter video showing these Honduran migrants being driven towards the U.S. border on flatbed trucks, just right out there in the open, waving the flag of Honduras. Now, there's a story that is over at Before It's News, basically saying that the president of Mexico and the president of Guatemala actually had a deal to open up the borders and create a passage for these people to come to the United States. Mexico apparently has been issuing them temporary IDs called regional visitors cards, which are good for 72 hours for the express purpose of bringing them to the border with the United States. Probably these governments of Guatemala and Mexico are happy to be rid of these people. You know, if the United States is dumb enough to let them in, then it's their problem now. So essentially, Mexico and Guatemala are supporting an invasion of our sovereign territory. I think that might be construed as a war. And apparently the Democrats have already gone to court trying to get a court order to prevent Donald Trump from using the U.S. military. Now, the court doesn't have jurisdiction in this case because of the War Powers Act. All right, let's go back to the phones. Laura in Michigan, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Number one, you were talking about oxytocin.
Yes.
In Germany, they're putting oxytocin in the milk. Think about it. Most people drink milk, you know.
So they're already drugging those people.
Yeah. Another thing, okay, you talked about the weapons, you know, the microwave and the loudspeaker. Those are all developed for us citizens. When our citizens decide that this corrupt government, we need to rebel, they're going to use those on us. They won't use them on the other people. They'll be using them on us.
I think it would be a good field test. It's a good field test. Nobody's going to get killed. But let's see if these things are as effective as we've been told that they are.
Right. Also, I've heard that if you slow up the video on those trucks that are transporting the refugees or whatever, the illegal aliens, there's a big Star of David on the trucks.
It's one Star of David in one van. I'm looking at Fox News right now, and they're talking about now they're being described as Central American migrants. They've dropped the whole Honduran thing. And they've got tents, nice tents. It's obviously the camp where they're going to be spending the night. This is costing a huge amount of money to do.
Well, just think of the logistics, just water for that many people, let alone food, you know. You can't carry that much water.
Supposedly, it's up to 14,000 now, and I would imagine that probably, given the fact that they're not really walking the entire way, which the media is trying to claim they are. Oh, these poor people, they're walking all the way. No, they're not. They're being trucked and bussed, and I put a link to that Twitter video showing them riding on flatbed trucks, just crowded on in there. Probably whoever set this up has sort of preset these base camps, if you will, and they're just being driven from one base camp to the next, to the next, to the next. And because they are on these wheeled vehicles, it's a guarantee now they will be at the border just before the midterms to make whatever point it is they're trying to make.
Okay, lastly, I just got notified today that the constitutional militias are called up, including the Mountain Men, Minutemen, to report to the southern border. Nobody believes that the government's going to do anything with these people. They don't trust them. They're going to head down to the border. So you probably find that on your internet. But the constitutional militias have been called up.
Who called them up?
Whoever's ahead of that, you know.
Oh, okay.
Militia person called.
All right, I'll take a look for that. I'm alarmed at that development. I understand their concern that for all his tough talk, that Trump is not, in point of fact, going to be seen to do much of anything.
Right.
But I'm concerned about all these militias getting into a situation where people are really going to die. And again, that would be used against Donald Trump. It's a lose-lose situation that they've crafted for Donald Trump. What the globalists are doing, what Soros is doing, is what they did to Europe. Because remember, that whole disaster began with a giant migration from the Middle East, from Syria. And it got a lot of news coverage and aerial shots of all these people walking. And then they just poured on into Europe. And Europe has been seriously in decline since then. And we're hearing there's already another 2,000 strong so-called caravan that has formed up, that is following the main one now. So this is it. They're just going to pump people into this country until this country is no more.
Well, I'm just going to face facts. At some point, we have to fight for this country, and we're going to have to do something drastic. If it happens, it happens. You know? We got to fight at some time.
This country is beyond saving. Which is why I keep focusing on a Soviet Union-style collapse and an economic crash. The problem is going to be, as we're rebuilding the nation, what are we going to do with all this flood of people who came in here with absolutely no vetting? We don't know how many are MS-13 gang members or other criminals. We don't have no idea if these people are carrying contagious diseases. I mean, right now over in Africa, they're saying that that Ebola outbreak is going out of control because of the violence in the region. People who are carrying the disease, they're infected, but they're not symptomatic yet. They're trying to get out of there. All it's going to take is one of them to get to an airport and contaminate people at the airport, and it will be all over the globe. This is such reckless disregard, not just for our nation's sovereignty, but for our nation's health and safety. And as I said before, the Democrats are already trying to find a judge who will issue a court order saying that Donald Trump cannot deploy the military to the southern border. Now, if he enacts the War Powers Act, posse comitatus is not going to apply because it is an international border. So we'll see what's going to happen on that, but it's an ugly situation. Okay, Laura, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and we're going to switch over to Art, who is off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, I could really sink my teeth into this discussion about the border, but that's not that. And I would really love to get into it, but that's not what I called about. You're talking. What was it again? The nuclear. Trump talking about pulling out of this nuclear arms treaty, and all of a sudden everybody's screaming. But what would that do? You know, the damage that would do to the non-proliferation treaty and blah blah blah. Wait a minute. Nobody's worried about the fact that the biggest holder of nuclear weapons in the Middle East is Israel, and Israel has never signed on to the treaty. So, seriously, you're not going to worry about one of the largest and primary violators of human rights in the history of man sitting on over 600 nuclear warheads who's never signed the non-proliferation treaty. You're not worried about them, but you're worried about what the United States just might do. Seriously?
Yeah, it's hypocritical. It is very hypocritical. And again, it's sending a message to the world that if you sign a treaty with the United States government, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. Because Trump is just yanking us out of treaties. He yanked us out of the Iran nuclear deal. Now he wants to get out of the INF treaty. And we're just going in this horrible, horrible direction. It's going to end badly. What can I tell you?
Here's the thing. People can use that argument all day long, and it's a valid argument. It really is. But then again, how many treaties has Israel violated? But they're never held to the standard. Why is it we have to be held to this high standard that's so high, but everybody else is exempt? I don't understand the logic here. If you're going to hold us accountable, you hold everybody accountable. I don't give a damn where they come from. And I don't care whether they're flying the red, white, and blue or the white and blue with a big freaking star on it. Everybody. I don't care. I'm tired of this crap. And as far as all this caravan coming up, Mike, have you done any research onto this to find out who's funding it? I can tell you right now, there are four organizations. I'm not at my computer right now, but I've saved the documents where I've researched this, and there are four organizations right now that are funding this whole caravan thing coming up here. Three of them are funded by the George Soros. Now, who the hell is? I mean, come on, seriously? It's time we pull our heads out of our derrieres, get a whiff of fresh air, and get ready to fight, because that's what this is coming down to.
I hope you're wrong. I don't know that you're wrong, but I hope that you're wrong.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm wrong. I've been watching this for over two decades now, and I don't see any way out of it.
Yeah.
I hope and pray I'm wrong. I really hope and pray I'm wrong. But unfortunately, Mike, I don't think I am. You can only
the world is a mess. The world is a mess. It's certainly in my lifetime, I've never seen so much corruption just right out there in the open. I've never seen so much warmongering. I've never seen so much cruelty. And it can get very depressing looking at this stuff day after day after day. And sometimes I have to ban Claire from the website because it gets to her too. And
but, you know, also, Mike, you know, this whole caravan thing, I've been looking at these videos for like almost 3 or 4 days now of the trucks that you're talking about. And then, you know, they're talking about, oh, these women with these strollers and the babies. And, you know, wait a minute. How many miles have they supposedly covered so far? Look at these people. Do these people look dirty and grimy? Because I'm telling you, I was in the military, and I know how long it takes at a combat-style march. I can cover 4 miles an hour. Now, how long would it take? How far do you think I could travel at 4 miles an hour, walking 10 to 15 hours a day? How long do you think it would take me to go from Honduras to the U.S.-Mexico border? And you look at these people, none of them look exhausted. None of them look dirty and tattered. The wheels on those strollers would have fell off a long time ago. Somebody is
well,
paying.
Well, we know they're being driven.
Lodging.
We know they're being driven. I just put up another video of them being driven. And by the way, the vast majority of these so-called Honduran, or now they're saying Central American refugees, are military-aged males. There are actually very few women and children, you know, just enough to look good for the press cameras. And it concerns me that our corporate media is not revealing the fact that these people are being given rides. So the corporate media is fully on board with whatever's going on.
And it comes right back to what I've already said several times over the past week since this whole thing started. If anyone doesn't think that this is a full-on invasion, they are either ignorant, stupid, or they're part of the propaganda machine. There is no other way around this. Anyway, Mike, I got to get off here before I lose myself, man. Have a great one, dude.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Frank in London. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. To pick up from your last caller, I can understand his rage. I mean, my parents have Afro-Caribbean background, as we say in the UK, right? And if Trump does not do anything about this, this is what amounts to an invasion. He should get the hell out of government, right? Because that's an invasion, and anybody with any common sense can see it's an invasion, a blatant invasion, and a complete disrespect for borders. You're flying a flag of a country that you're supposed to have treated you badly. These people are supposed to be bedraggled and all that. I saw some footage. Those people do not look hungry to me. They do not look bedraggled or miserable or oppressed or anything like that. This is planned.
I hate to be cruel about it, but frankly, many of them look to me like they could lose some weight and the walk would be good for them.
But that's a fact. That's a fact. And there is no walking because by the time they arrived at the border, they'll be about the same size because they're not walking. They're not going through swamps and all this kind of stuff. So there's no caiman. They're going to depopulate the amount of people coming. So I'm just, you know, this is crazy. This is stupid. And anybody with any common sense, unless you're really that dumbed down and comatose by the mainstream media to believe this is some kind of they should be taken in on the humanitarian grounds, because it's predictable what's going to happen. They're going to put women and children crying, wailing, and bawling up front. That's what's going to happen, right? And you don't know who these people are that are coming through. And I bet you at least 50% of these people are complete undesirables that are not needed in their country. That's what I got to say, Mike.
Well, again, my position on immigration is there is a legal immigration process, and every year 1.1 million legal immigrants join our population. And hello, welcome. I hope we're not too much of a disappointment. But this open borders agenda, this goes right back to George Soros and his dreams of a one world government and one world private central bank to hold us all slaves to debt until the sun swells up and burns our planet to a crisp. So, again, this is a repeating pattern. We saw it in Europe. That whole migrant invasion of Europe began with a gigantic march that received all kinds of media coverage, and oh, these poor people, they're fleeing the war-torn areas, and forget about the fact we're the ones who started the war. You know, we have to take them in, so forth and so on. Anyway, yeah. Listen, yeah. Frank, thank you for the phone call. We're going to have to take a break for commercials. Boy, the phone lines are just loaded up right now, and we will be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the phones here, a couple of quick updates. Apparently, down at the Pantex plant in Texas, the security incident has ended, and an all clear has been issued. So whatever was going on, they're saying it was a security issue, not an issue with the weapons material. And apparently yesterday on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360, Van Jones basically said, well, Donald Trump is obviously taking advantage of the migrant caravan to talk about stronger immigration laws. And so he's benefiting from this. Therefore, it's more likely Donald Trump is paying for the migrant caravan than George Soros. I mean, we shouldn't be blaming George Soros. He's just, you know, such a nice person, which is, of course, why somebody planted a bomb in his mailbox earlier today. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Mark in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael. I'm the oil field worker. Before I start, I want to talk about the border. Before I want to start, I want to challenge everybody that called in today. Go to the site and put in $5 because this is, you know, everybody donate $5 that called in today. It would help RBN out. I don't agree with Michael on everything. My mother was a Jew, so I don't agree with a lot of the Israeli stuff. But you notice I'm not calling him a Nazi, and I'm not following him to In-N-Out Burger and heckling him while he's trying to eat dinner. So think about
that. Thank you for that, and thank you for being civil and courteous. And by the way, my first wife was Jewish.
Oh, I'm sorry. my mother was Jewish. They're difficult people to deal with. I want to talk about the border. I kind of have a unique perspective because I live real close to the Canadian border. But when
yes.
I work, you know, my on shift, I'm on the Mexican border, and I'm really close to the Mexican border. And I see what goes on down here, and people don't understand the dynamics of this border because about 90% of the evil, wicked, vile stuff that goes on is the rape trees. I don't know, do a research on rape trees, what the coyotes are doing to these poor people that they're bringing across the border, the kids that they're stuffing their backpacks full of whatever contraband they can bring into the country and shoving over the border. This families belong together crap. The Border Patrol guys were saying that about 1 out of 8 of the kids were actually with their parents. They suspect that the 7 out of 8 that were coming in and are coming in are being sex trafficked or human trafficking of some sort.
Yep.
People have no idea, and if you want to challenge me, get a hold of me. I will take you for a drive down to the border, and I'll let you out. I'm going to be armed. You get to be disarmed, and you get to have fun walking around and talking to these folks. I'm not saying all Mexicans are bad. I'm not saying that at all, and I'm not saying all immigrants are bad. I got lots of immigrants in my family, but what I am saying, the unfettered immigration, all it does is invite evil people to come to this country
yes.
to do evil crap, because what they're doing initially, jumping the border, is the criminal act. What makes you think that they're going to stop once they get here from doing criminal things? And they don't carry insurance, a lot of them, because they can't get insurance because they'll get found out. They don't carry insurance on their vehicles, so when they kill somebody, all they got to do is make it back over the border because Mexico won't extradite them. So that's kind of what I want to talk about.
Well, it is a mess, and I'm very much aware of the human trafficking issues down there at the border and the drug smuggling. Basically, bad people are taking advantage of this open border nonsense, and it's happening here in the United States, and it's been happening in Europe as well. Anyway, listen, Mark, we're going to let you go. We got to take a quick break for station identification, and we will be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.